So after this short time, we'll see a lot of you with the workers. We'll slot you into the right portfolios so that you can come and assist the work that is going on here. Amen, amen. Okay, now our kids need to go home and we need to rest. So I'll keep this one brief. Then we are going to have a 2 hours break for those who need to go home and come back while we are attending to the new process. Then we come back here and continue. Like I said, this is the day that we are just here for God, like we are here. And we'll be learning so much in this place about offices, ministry. And this will be a manual with which we use to teach men, to establish men in ministry. So you are free, you can go and rest, go after now. Then we are back and we will now continue till evening. Praise God. Okay, so pick your Bibles. We stopped at which scripture the last time? Acts, right? Acts 21. We spoke about Philip. That we saw him from, I can say, in ministry, from zero to hero, something like that. Keep your mind there. Settled. We are here for God today. So that is a man that was started as a church member. Then he was appointed as a deacon. Then when opportunity shows up, we saw him as an evangelist, as an apostle. He took the gospel to Samaria. And after that, we saw him going to other cities. We now saw him to Caesarea. And later, the man of God found a good Shunammite, married her, and he had 4 daughters. And this guy, he drilled for. You know, these are not fun to train, right? Hallelujah. At least you know yourself, right? You know the trouble you gave your parents, and you know the current trouble you are giving Pastor Joy. Amen. So, and 4 of them filled with the Holy Ghost that you prophesy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know, that's a lot. So that is the progress. That means, no, I told you, like, let your family serve the Lord. That is the only way you will celebrate your family eternally. Take that from me. I'm not joking. That's the only way you will be able to celebrate your family eternally. If you and your wife, your wife is already I love my husband. My husband is pushing the gospel. When we get before Jesus, Jesus will reward me for giving him food at home. You are joking. Okay? You are a serious joker. So to be candid, when finally before the Lord, the gap will be too much, will be so much separated. Are you with me? Are you with me? But if you have keep yourself together in ministry right now, even in resurrection, when marriage will not be the condition, ministry will yet keep you together. Are you with me? I mean, the rewards in ministry then will keep you together. Just, of course, I know I have not explained that so much scripturally, but try and understand what I'm saying. Ministry done here will never be forgotten. So don't get to heaven and you are doing and before the Lord you are being rewarded, and your family, your husband, your wife is now the one being left behind. No. Serve God together right now. Rejoice together before the Lord. Praise God. Amen, amen. So, like I said last time, order is of God. Say order is of God. Say order is of God. That's the point. Order, this order that we have is of God. Is God, is godly. God is not anywhere that is disorderly. That is why most of those WhatsApp groups, when you just see everybody is free, everybody is a worthy man, people don't grow there. Don't you know? No, that's the truth. We have all tried it before. Before you know it, somebody has sent daily manna to the place. So tell before you say Jesus yourself, somebody has sent, let's read leave the rest of the names. So anywhere that there is no order, that people don't listen to somebody, people cannot grow there. It will just be showcase of knowledge and nobody will be committed. And like I have said, anything you have gotten to me, the reason for this church is not just knowledge, is to get men committed to knowledge. And right now, thank God for these years of patience. Like I said, when I came to this venue, it's not that we don't have resources to get a venue in Wuse. It's just so that we can learn what God will have us to do. I'm not interested in adding one to the churches out there. Let's supply the missing parts. cause men to be committed to knowledge. That's the missing part. Causing men to be committed to knowledge. Let people be sure they know what they know. That is what we are doing here. So after we have understand this very well, maybe from next year and more, you'll be seeing much more. You'll be seeing much more special programs and the rest. What you have not seen us do now, of course, it's not, we don't know how to do that. But we must know ourselves. We must grow under this type of street atmosphere where men are caused to be committed to knowledge. Please, of course, if you are in training or you are about to start training, you must not go anywhere today. You just go and eat, relax, you come back. Okay, so service starts from physical things, but it will not end in physical things. So that church order is of God. The church order is God's tool to ensure you don't fall a victim of pride. Pride in ministry. It will be very difficult for you to be proud in the church order while following the church order. That is God's tool to also ensure we don't fall a victim of pride. Because with all your so-called anointing, you will still have to serve. You will still be instructed. You will still be told, stand up there. Sit down. Why are you late? Stand outside. It will just keep you from pride. Pastor Joshua, with all his anointing right now, you will still be coming this afternoon to explain what happened to some people, to me today. It will just keep you from pride. So it's not that you cannot stand on your own. We cannot. It keeps us from pride. It's not that you are deficient. It's not that you are not able. But when you are, there are people that still talk to me. Stop that. Pull down that pole, and I pull it down. Don't do that. And I don't do it. It just keeps me. Not at times, sorry to say, even at times, not even because they are right. At least still put yourself in a position. Somebody that is seeing me every day can talk to me. And I take instruction. And let me tell you this. The closer you are to your disciples, to your discipler rather, the better you must be. That means your pace of getting better will be quicker. That is why we want to see you in this training. You know, you cannot be in this training and I don't see you at least 3-4 times in a week. That means I see you often. I will be able to instruct you often. Don't forget, based on doctrine, what do we now do? Hope you know at times, something like, don't come late to church. You can teach it until you now instruct and correct. Some people will still just not adjust. Are you with me? That is why, after learning, what do we now do? You instruct, right? We correct. Now say, stop that. We'll not use the Bible again. And I say, stop that. You're a man in Christ. You don't do this. Praise God. So this is what we learn in church. This is why we are part of a local church. Somewhere, some people that can see you and talk to you. Like, if everything goes according to plan, the people who stays with me should be the best in this church. In quotes. Why? They take instruction more than all of you. You cannot treat my help like an house help. I will tell you, dignity. You cannot ring door, you cannot bang door in my house for that to come open for you. You ring once and you wait. Oh no. You don't say somebody is somebody and you are now booing up. Mm-mm. Somebody help you to carry a cup of water, you tell him thank you. You don't say that is his right or is that right. Praise God. So you will be instructed. Constantly. That is why get close. And how else do you get close? I think everybody should come and stay in the house. That would be a wonderful house. Praise God. We'll be doing love feast every day. Amen. But the training process. Training process. So, yes, different churches. Now, let me get a bit particular. They have, trust me, this one is not, it will, you will not, is that 12 o'clock by the watch? Or 12:30? Okay, let's target one. So, see, different church may have different patterns. But God walks through this man to raise you up. Different patterns, but God yet walks through this man to raise you up.
Do you know why? Do you know why is God walking through? Because don't forget, considering the end of their conversation, right? The output of this training, of this scheme, before you start, to say their own is too much. Firstly, what are we teaching? Are we teaching ourselves? No. Are we trying to build, gather money for ourselves? No. When we do PR, is it in my village or something? No. Praise God. Are you with me? Sorry, even when you hear PR in this church, it doesn't mean NGO. No, PR looks like that's what they use for public relations. It's not public relations, amen. It's just personal report. Simple. It's just personal report of your work. Maybe let's find a better acronym for him to Sabuki. So you can we know how to be explaining it to everybody every day. So we have to find a better acronym. So is the end result of these schemes is salvation to the world. Is that the end result is that long-lasting ministry. That's the end result. That's the end result. Long-lasting ministry. So because of that, please respect the church structure as of God. Respect the church structure as of God because of the output. Are you getting it? How do you know a church structure is of God? What is the output? What is the anticipated result? What is the output? The output. Like in Edifying Assembly, God gave us this pattern. So you don't be the reason why the pattern will die. Don't be that reason why somebody will be discouraged. Don't be the reason why the pastor will not preach fine. Hope you know men affect us. You know? Do you know that your steadfastness, your scores, it affects us? Me and my wife, we fight over it. Not really fight. We argue over it. Not even only arguing. What is that? What is this? What have you been doing? Men affect. That is ministry. Let me show you in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 5. Men affect us. Men. Your progress, your pace. What affects us is not... Ask Tabuki. It's never a time. That's never happened before. Not because of it. I've never asked before, how much did we make this week? The days a pastor makes such a make, talking about money, how much did we make this week? That is not a rebellious statement. That is a anti-Christo statement. Make this week. So like I was trying to say that time, maybe very soon, maybe the day EZ agrees to help us to get our name registered, unless they have taken it, we've turned into another thing, Aquarius Ministry, it will be fine. And call it anything, just exam. What must be done, that's the point. Just call it anything, that is not the point. The day we are, so have an account, I will never be signature to any of the accounts. I can never. In case something was wrong with my head and I say, put my name there, remind me of this petition. I can never be part. For what? It's not me, it's for us. So considering the end, men affect us. What we are after is just know what and teach it. Simple. Know it and teach it. Why we give is for the same purpose, is for so that we can have more resources to train men. When we are done with church, everybody enters the street, go and walk, go and labor, go and hammer, then come and give. Are you with me? Praise God. So considering, I'm teaching you all this because none of you will be here. Not all of you will be here for life. You will get to a place, you'll be able to judge why I should stay or why I should leave, considering the end. Some people may be more tedious than this in training. Ask before you rebel, say, they are stressing me. Why are they stressing you? Are they telling you to come and be cutting the grass of the house of the pastor? Is that the reason? If that's the reason, then you can pull back. But if it's for Jesus, hallelujah, considering the end of the conversation. So 2 Corinthians 7 verse 8, for when we come to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. Why? But we are troubled on every side without our fightings, within our fears. Nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Verse 7, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherein he was comforted in you. When he told us your earnest desire, your money, your fervent mind towards me, so that I rejoice the more. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, our heart is here. our life is tied to this. That is a minister. That is us, and that is who you should be. That is a minister. As a minister. When some of my very committed workers, when one or two of them left, I cried. You know her name, you know his name. I cried. The individuals, like, they affect us. Don't like me. Like I told you last time, I left the ongoing building to come to this place. Because I need, you just answer the call. You just have to answer the call of God. Or else everything you are laboring for will become vanity. See, 2 Corinthians, same 2 verse 12. 2. 2 verse 12. 2 verse 12. Men affect us. Further, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. But let's read verse 13. Want to go? I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went to from thence to Macedonia. So men affect us. Men. There are, you like till today, there are some people that I almost cannot teach if I don't see them in service. If I'll teach, I'll just teach. I'm not joking. I'll just teach grudgingly. All the people that just spoke about people, let them just do a witchcraft meeting and they say, you're not coming to church. Just see me. Because I won't take sniper. Praise God. Amen, amen. But I'm just trying to show you the importance in ministry. What you are tied to is people, not things. Are you with me? Not things, not sound, live stream, big church building, big offering. That is not your attachment, your alliance. That is not your, you know. Sorry, Brian Emmanuel, grammar, your what? That is not your whatever. Amen, amen. You're preparing grammar for me at home as I'm coming to church. So as I'm teaching, you have to look at the list. Which one would this man need? Hope you know, I am not ashamed to say I'm not a linguistic. I got 6.5. This 6.5 was 6.6 in Y.I.C. English. And Ori Yomi, I'm here to thank God I'm here today. I could appreciate with Yoruba if I can speak down to very well. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. So personally, I love the field that God gave me. I could do anything for them. I could fast for them. I could quit jobs for them. Just to see them grow. Just to see them grow. See, you are not tools in our hand to just create more churches. No. Workers, I'm sure you write that. You are not tools in our hands to create more churches. That's not what we see in you. When I'm done with this race, you will understand the reason for maybe for Cardinal Chapel, you will see the reason. You are not tools in our hands to use to create churches. No. You are dear to us. You are dear to us. Personally, I love the few that God gave me. I could do anything for them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timotheus, our brother and the minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel to establish you and to comfort you concerning the faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourself know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we are with you, we told you before that you should suffer tribulation even as it came to pass. And you know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by any means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor being what? Being vain. But now when Timotheus came from you to us and brought us the good tidings of your what? Is it money? Your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of all always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. 7, therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our afflictions and distress by our faith. Verse 8, want to go, guys? For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. Some of you don't know that your scores gives me a headache. Say, divine, what is this? What have you done now? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? I'll just shout on this one. Shout, 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 shout. Now we're going to put Marvel. This is not even fine. Up that one too. Praise God. No, man of God will not sleep. You're having a bad dream just because of you. That is ministry. You are not a tool in our hand. This is the same way when you go to farm and you labor, you don't, if you plant seed and 2 months, nothing, 3 months, 5 months, kilo there. MPK fertilizer, put fertilizer, it must grow. I mean, MPK. I still remember that one in my intro tech or whatever. Then after, if MPK does not work, what do you do? Agric? Huh? You go and find original cow shit. Amen. Put it there. If you refuse to work again, what do you do? Sack all the staffs. Employ new staff. This thing must grow. Same thing is ministry. That is why it looks like we are shouting on your head every day like this. Every day like this. God has connected our hearts to your spiritual progress. So sorry. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before God. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. For God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one towards another, and towards all men, even as we do to you. Verse 13, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. I must not hear 5 years to come. Okay, Sir Grace is no longer here. What are you now doing now? Oh, now the gospel has become and Yahoo's here to you. No, that must not be said. Our labor today, we must see it in eternity. And how are we going to see it in eternity? 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. I'm not saying you'll be doing some secret labor that it will only be seen when Jesus will come. No, we see it now. The things that what you have been taught convinced to faithful men through you. Let's see the progression. A man was sent to Kaduna. The place is blossoming for Christ today. So we must see that continuity, that progress. Philippians 4 verse 1. Saints are not our tools to get rich. Somebody posted, I think Pastor Nika also shared that post, that Pedro Pastor said, if after pastoring for 10 years, you cannot have anybody that can give you what? The 1 million, 10 million? 1 million, right? That you should close the church. And somebody can say that boldly. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Why are you here? Why are we here? We don't seek what is yours. We seek you. Philippians 4 verse 1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. Hallelujah. Are you there, everybody? Paul is saying, my dearly beloved brethren, number one, longed for, number two, my joy, my crown. 3 and 4. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. 5. Oh, Katizovatis Tovas. Jengentiranosto. See, we do all for you. We do all for you. I do all for you. I am not saying all this to buy my way into your heart. It's not to trick you. We do all for you. Praise God. Pastor Nan, please help us, sir, with the keyboard. We do all for you. We do all for your edification. We do all for your progress. Not for us, for you. Not for us, for you. Any man that has not learned to let go of all for the sake of ministry cannot serve. Your heart, guys, ministers, hear this. Your heart must be connected to the spiritual progress of these ones. Let's have the right foundation in this place. Right foundation. Right foundation. Don't use saints to build cathedrals. Grow them up spiritually. No. Don't use them to build things. Don't use them to build empires. No. Labor on them. Fast for them. Pray for them. When they are sleeping, at times be praying. Don't just come to church. I'm speaking to ministers. Don't just come to church without praying for people. Don't desire to speak without desiring to pray for them, to intercede for them, that they do well in life, that their health is strong, that they might serve the Lord without distraction. Let this be your mindset as touching ministry. Don't seek people's wealth. Don't seek their bank accounts. Prophecy is not to know their ATM number. Prophecy is to direct them in ministry. Don't see a rich man in church and you forget your head and you forget you are a minister. And I say, excuse sir, please sir. Money, sir. If the normal, like this, even as touching giving, I've told you, we can desire at times to say, okay, we want to have something done and let us agree, let's do our best. But that cannot be norm. I don't believe you should be stressing the saints every time for because you want to expand. No. Like, I love to ask my pastors, whatsoever you want to do, if our normal giving and our own contribution cannot do it, leave it undone. Remember that 1 Corinthians 7 I wrote to you? If you have a servant, right? If that is all you have, serve God like that. If that is how much you have, what should you do? Serve God like that. If you have more, what should you do? Use it. That means you should not now suddenly turn all the sermons to what? Half more. Give. That time I have spent to motivate you to give, I have failed to teach you some other things. Are you with me? That is why the church structure must not run ahead of the believer's giving. The believer's giving is just enough to take care of the church. Of course, that is why we rely on teaching to tell you, if as a star Christian, we want to buy this, are we able to say, ah, Pastor, this is only all I have. I still trust my believers that they are doing their best. Yes, they have to transport themselves. This is Abuja from wherever far. How many of us are working? Students, NYSC. Praise God. I should not see you now. I should not be saying, oh, sir, oh, there is one. We are this our keyboard is oh God, old school. Oh, I know what we do to buy keyboard in so our church. But Tony, say you want to buy PSR 750. Say, ah, yes, a new PSR that's out. How many people do launching for keyboard? Nobody. Eh? Pierre, what of four-thumb drum launching? We did. Conga. So let's launch it. Say Lenwalk tape, Roland, right? So let's have Roland. Let's have two stage. Even the one we have, who is playing? You have to force some men of God for the men for the world. You also have to force them on the instrument. Praise God. So that you have is just enough. Of course, let me say it again. You will teach believers so that they can always be sincere in their giving. Even in the Old Testament, God never mandated that people should bring 50%. Everybody is saying that this month we are going higher. We have one serious project. Don't sleep. We have one serious project. Everybody go and close your accounts. I don't see that pattern in scripture. The only people that did that was direct action of faith. It was not giving. The Shunammite, the widow. That is an action of faith. That is not giving. That is a direct instruction. And that is not to everybody. You cannot use that to preach. The widow dropped a small mite. And what did Jesus say? Huh? He said, this woman has dropped more than what? That big man. That means the pastor must be satisfied with honest giving. Write that down. He must be satisfied with honest giving. Uncoerced giving. It should satisfy you. Sir Christy, you are the pressure. Are you writing that down? You should be satisfied. No, you don't have to tell him that, Pastor, we don't have money. We must be satisfied. With honest giving, be satisfied with it. Teach them to do their best. See all the givings in the epistles. It's all willingly. Do your best. Because God wants you to do well. They don't want you to on your TV and everything is showing blue. Nothing. That means due to lack of what? Your mom is telling you that, oh, you put your phone. That you are many ladies. You guys say, your account is too. No. You don't always want you to be hearing. Because, you know, these things subtly, it affects your countenance. And God does not want you to have one down minute in a day. One minute to be down. He doesn't want it. So he wants you to be fine. He wants you to have something in your freezer. He wants you to have a drink to refresh. But of course, knowing that ministry is what is priority. So despite all this, he trusts you to just do the best for the ministry. That times, so that means the day that instead of buying extra Milo in the month, you want to give to God, you want to give it to church, God will want you to do it. Is it out of a grudging heart or cheerful heart? Cheerful heart. And although this month, I will reduce my own personal expenses. I will do more for the ministry. But because you have been rightly taught, it will be out of a cheerful heart. Amen, amen. So it's now as ministers, I'm training you in this, you must be convenient with that sincere giving. Ministry can be done at the level you are. Maybe is it church location that is too central? Maybe you are paying too much for rent. Maybe you need to move to a place where is your size. Cut your coat to your size. It's not a must that you must have AC church. But it's a must that what? The word must be taught. That people pray. That people are discipled. That people are caused to learn. All those ones will take very little. How much is your... What is the name of this? This your long... What do you call this? Your long note again. Cheesy, right? How much is it cheesy? 500, right? 1.5. Glory to God. No, that's money, right? So with one cheesy, how many barrels in a month? Let's say 3 barrels, right? Amen. In a month, a good Bible. You are set for ministry. Every month, just buy one cheesy, right? One cheesy per month. So that one is not, that one, you cannot tell me that you cannot do that one. That one will fight. You cannot tell me that I cannot write notes in church. We fight. You cannot tell me that I cannot preach. We fight. We have our priority and we have our necessities. 3 microphone is a necessity, not a priority. Praise God that we have glass, wherever. You know how long we are preaching with that mental thing that I got free of charge from Pastor Austin? It's free. Some people, I will teach you on live stream. They will say, when somebody call it, change this your pulpit now. Are you right? Is that what I'm teaching you? The amount I used to pay for the live stream can buy the pulpit. But what? We know our priorities. Praise God. Have this mindset about ministry. What must be done? What can be done? If there is money, what can be done, right? But what must be done must keep going if there is money or not. Close your eyes and pray. I will pray too. Close your eyes and pray. We have committed to the lives of men. I'm not telling you all this to trick you. It's no trick. We don't trick people in the new covenant. It's not to trick you. It's not to make you like us. Well, you know, I don't want you to like me. Just come and just do what you're supposed to do. Please close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Work on your heart with prayer. Ask to serve out of love. Ask to serve out of love. Ask to serve and of love. These days must not pass you by. Oh. You must not travel until you get what we are saying. Oh. God, we ask it from you. You must not, don't go until you get this. Just get it. and it will set you steady, stable in years to come. Just close your eyes and pray. And pray that your heart is sincere in this ministry. Just pray. Close your eyes and pray. Ministry is about men. Your heart is connected to men. They are not tools in your hand to multiply church. They are not tools in your hand to populate church. They are tools of they are love beings. They are your joy. Ministers, they are your crown. They are dearly beloved. We don't use believers like we don't use them for our own selfish reason. Close your eyes, just pray. Just pray. Pray about your hearts. Pray about your hearts. Pray about your heart. Pray about your heart. You see the right thing in men. You don't discard men because this one does not have money, does not give you very well. These are the givers. Don't say that. Don't say that. For him, the poor in the world is already choosing rich in faith. Don't say that. Don't do preference. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes. Just be in tongues slowly. Just me, I have these words to say to my family. And dear family, before I eat, I think of you. Before I sleep, you occupy all my heart. As I wake up, first in my thoughts. As I pray, your needs are first in my request. I love you with all of my heart. I will never trade you for all the gold in this world. I will never use you to nounce any selfish ambition. I refuse to nounce any dream that will harm your spiritual growth. I will see to it that you become eternally relevant. I will not shy away from correcting you when you are wrong. As long as you are here, yes, I can't promise you all the word, but you will never fail God under my watch. This is my resolution long before today. In us, by us, and with us, and through us, and because of us. All for us. Nothing selfish here. In the northern part of Nigeria and beyond. Through us, by us, with us, the name of Jesus will not be a forbidden name. Your son Jesus will be glorified. And so help me God. But in this north and beyond, through this man, the name of Jesus will not be called forbidden. And your son Jesus will be glorified. This is my creed, is the minister's creed, that we live for the men that Jesus died for. What can just be on your knees and let us pray in tongues together? Or as many of you that can. Let us pray that we are committed to these ones. Pray, pray, pray. I live for the men that Jesus died for. Just pray. Just pray. Pray. Selfishness, self. Let it go. My time, my win, my profession, my. Reduce it so that we can progress. Reduce mine. This is not just for this church. Let this be your mindset as touching ministry. If you use men for things, judgment will be heavy. It will be heavy. If you use men for things, judgment must be heavy. Judgment will be heavy. Don't use men for things. Train them for the ministry. Train them. in that he died for that they that live should henceforth not live to themselves, but for him that died for them and rose again. These are grand rules in offices. No selfish glory. Less of self, all of you, O Lord. It's not my family, then ministry. It's not me, my family, my job, then ministry. Your ministry comes first. Comes first in my pursuits, in my giving, in my ambition. So help me, Lord. Man comes first. So help me, Lord. So help me, Lord. In my race through the arts, my resources will be seen in men, not in things, not in plenty houses, not in plenty cars, but in men. Amen. Amen. And so help me, God. So help me, God. So help me, God. Sincere hearts. 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 Okay, let's all be on our feet. Just get on your feet. Sincere hearts. And hold the hands with your neighbor. Sincere hearts. Sincere hearts. Just hold hands with your neighbor. Sincere hearts. Be on your feet. Hold hands with that neighbor. Sincere hearts. Sincere hearts. As I'm here, I am your servant. I am here to serve you. I'm here to serve you. Ensure you receive the service. Receive it. Receive it. Don't analyze men by age, by experience. Consider the end of their conversation. Receive the service. Ministers, live to serve. Live to serve. Live to serve. Be in ministry for the right thing. Live to serve. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. I learned those words from Pastor Nanka exactly. He said, and me too, I'm saying today, that I will never nurse any goal, any ambition that will hamper your spiritual growth. I will never use you for any selfish reason. To look like we are coming to church too much, it will never be for self. It will all be for the ministry of Jesus. That in this path that we have set our eyes on, that the name of Jesus will not be a forbidden thing. That the world will go far. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Is that everybody? So, 2 hours.